and Bob, the relation between Thailand and Burma and Sri Lanka at the time, when Ajahn Mun was there, really no contact at that time?
No. If for all intents and purposes, zilch. there are some of the monks would have gone Tudong into Burma. One of Ajahn Chah's teachers certainly did, Ajahn Kinnerly. He Tudonged through up into the north, through Burma, into India, you know, probably in 1920s, 1930s. But, you know, communication being what it is, you know, the one, you have to spend it long enough to learn the language. And there's no common language. So, in reality, almost no contact. So there's very little interaction. You can't hop on a plane. There's so much more interaction now, both through physical travel as well as through, say, books, through, the fifth king of Thailand was the first king to sponsor, and this is in the, probably 1880 something or other, 1890s, the first translations into English of the scriptures, and was a quite an important motivator for the establishing the Pali Text Society. It's very nascent, the actual contact between the countries and the traditions.